You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 24 of my Peeping Light podcast. I am Tammy Lynn Murphy, and I am so excited for today's podcast because I feel like I'm growing, and I feel like I just want to share how I'm growing and why I'm growing with you. So I'm excited for today, and my topic or my message for today is leave it behind. And I've written in my blog, and I've chosen to do a podcast on this because I got some negative feedback. Well, not negative feedback, but pessimistic feedback. And I'm curious to know what everyone thinks, and just to, I suppose, broaden and add to what I've said on my blog. And you know, all feedback is welcome. I have got no issues with negative, positive, but you know, we embrace what it comes, and it is what it is, and my message says what it says, and I am entitled to how I feel, and you are entitled to how you feel. So leave it behind, episode number 24, and you are listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Okay, normally I do a little intro of 5 to 6 minutes before I start reading, but today I'm just going to jump straight into it, and I'm just going to read the blog post that I wrote on tamsdomain.com because I want to discuss it afterwards at length, and you know, include the comments and how I feel about, you know, just the pessimism, and just so that I can explain, you know, a little bit more of where I come from and how and why I thought this up and why I feel the way I feel. Okay, so today I'm reading to you my blog post called Leave It Behind, and you can find it on tamsdomain.com, where you will find the rest of me pouring my heart out into other blog posts that I don't always share through this podcast. So please be free to go and have a look and just click on all the links and read to your heart's content. Right, today, leave it behind. Let us begin. Being such a sentimental person, I tend to hold on to things that once meant something to me or remind me of a time in the very distant past. I had a dream the other night, and in my dream, I was desperately trying to take everything I owned with me to my new destination. I was so desperate that it got me to a state of panic, and it actually held me back from reaching my destination on time. I woke up in such a state because we all know dreams sometimes feel like they are happening in the now. My dream was a catalyst in shifting my focus in the last few days. I have meditated and journaled on everything that I've been holding on to and try to figure out what my deal was and what is this habit all about. I realize that I kept little things that remind me of happier times because I've lost so much in my life. I think this is okay. Remembering is a good thing, especially when we have lost loved ones. My problem comes in when I look at the bigger picture and I see how holding on to some of these little things have led to me subconsciously holding on to bigger things. I struggle to let go, sometimes to items that no longer serve a purpose in my life. I know I should leave them behind, but for some reason, I just haven't. I've carted them with me from place to place as I move my life around, and I see now that I have to finally free myself of this excess weight that I'm carrying. An important key to me moving forward is letting go of dead weight and starting over, making space for new beginnings by removing old ways, habits, and materialistic things. I know that this task that I've given myself will be a daunting one, but it's so necessary, and I'm not valued by my material things. I'm not measured by what I own, and I need to not hold on so tightly. My life is slowly changing for the better. I see it, and it excites me, but I have to understand that in order to get the momentum going, I have to cut off all that's holding me back. old feelings, emotions, relationships, and old habits. I can't be who I used to be if I want to be free, because who I used to be was caged in by the opinions and thoughts of others. I believe that everything is in its place. I need these struggles to prepare me for what's to come. I know that with great accomplishment comes a greater responsibility, and I need to be able to handle what I have now before I can take on more. But I also have to let go of old ways to make way for the more that I'm working so hard for. My wish for you is that you too can see how necessary it is to let go of old ways and old habits. Allow yourself to shed the past and embrace the now in order to build a bigger, brighter future. Love and light. That's my post on tamsamay.com called Leave It Behind. And right after the break, we will get into the discussion. I'll be right back. Thank you for listening. And I'm back to have a small little chat about this topic that is not the easiest topic in the world. Let's be realistic. Realistically speaking, this is a difficult thing to do. So, I want to start by saying, when I say leave it behind, I do understand how difficult it is to leave anything behind, especially something that you've been holding on to most of your life. And when I say leave things behind, I am talking to anything negative that is holding you back. And I'm talking about belief systems, people, things, reminders, clothing items, unnecessary clutter, just in general. If something is holding you back, you need to find a way to detach yourself from that item, thing, materialistic thing. You know, just you need to find a way to detach yourself from whatever it is that is dragging you down. Now, I understand the comments of, you know, it's easier said than possible. I get it. It is easier said than possible. I get it. And the reason why I chose to write this now is because every now and then I have to come back and remind myself of the things that I've learned over a period of time and remind myself that these things need to be done. So me having this dream showed me that I was still holding on to things. Now, a few years ago, I had already decluttered, let go of, and went through a process actually of removing certain things from my space, from my life, because I realized that in the past, I used to define myself by the things that happened to me. I used to be like, you know, but this happened to me and that's why I am the way I am. But, you know, I'm sad because this is the way I am, because, you know, this happened to me and that happened to me. And I used to define myself by the pain that was inflicted on me and the things that happened to me. And I used to be cold and angry and I suppose dark, in such a sense that it sometimes scared me. But at the same time, people would say things to me and I'd be like, oh, you haven't lived my life, you haven't walked to my path, and you don't know what I've been through. So at some point, I learned that I'm holding on to things that are not serving me. I'm holding on to thoughts that are not serving me. I'm holding on to beliefs that are not serving me. And I was even holding on to items that were keeping me tied to these things that happened to me. And so what I did, it was about 10 years ago, was I went through a process of cleansing, and I decided that these things are not who I am. These things do not define me. And so because I write and I diarize so many things, the pain and the experiences that I went through, I decided that in order for me to cleanse and in order for me to find a different direction, and in order for me to learn how to think differently, I have to let go of this thing that I'm holding on to. And so what I did was I took my diaries, because I was a diary person. So I had diaries and diaries and diaries and diaries and diaries. And I went through all of them because I felt like I owed it to myself to go through, you know, the processes. And if there was anything in those diaries that were positive and that, you know, would help me move forward, I kept those things. But I went through the diaries and most of them were negative and most of them, you know, dwelled on darkness. And I looked at who I was and I read through who I was. And I decided there and then that this is not who I want to be. These things happened to me. This is who I was, but this is not who I want to be. And this is not who I feel like I was born to be. And so I decided to burn them. I burned my diaries. I had a thing. I said, I'm letting go of the past. I'm letting go of the pain. I'm letting go of the hurt. And I am going to go through a healing process. Now, this was only the beginning of my journey. My healing process only began afterwards when I started finding tools and embracing who I am and understanding who I was and why I behave the way I behave and why I feel the way I feel. And it was just a whole process of letting things go. Now what happens is that you kind of get into the motion of life again and you forget that there's this process. And a few years ago, I had a friend of mine who said that every year he assesses his life and he assesses himself and he looks at how far he's come, where he's grown, how he has grown, and you know what he's doing that's holding him back. And life has kind of, I suppose, taken over, and I've been so distracted with myself that I haven't done like a proper, what's it called? I haven't done a proper assessment of my growth and my progress for quite some time now. And I feel like because of it, there are things that I should have let go a while ago that I'm still holding on to. There are beliefs that I should have let go that I'm still holding on to. And there are even items that I should have let go. So when I say leave it behind, I'm not saying it because I'm a hoarder. I'm not saying it because I don't know how to let things go. I'm saying it because sometimes we go into our default system of who we used to be and we hold on to things that no longer serve us, even if they are things that we have acquired in the last 5 years or 6 years or 4 years or 2 years. If that thing is no longer serving us now, we need to let it go. And for me, there's a few things that I started a couple of years ago that helped me get out of a situation, an emotional situation that I was in. And for that period of time, it was important to me to hold on to something that made me feel like some more. And unfortunately, you get to a point in your life where you have to look at the past couple of years and you have to make choices and make decisions on, is this where I want to be? Where's this heading? Where is it taking me to? And do I need to hold on to it? Okay. So not only with behaviors, but with items as well. So my dream kind of reminded me of a time when I was moving from one city to another city and I was trying to cart all these things over and I couldn't take everything. I had to leave some things behind. And for me, it's symbolizing that it's time for me to reassess, to look again and readjust and make those adjustments and make those changes and shed the weight that's holding me back to the next chapter. I've shed weight before and I've moved up to my next chapter and then I've moved to the next chapter. And it's a continuous process of not holding on to materialistic things or not holding on to thought processes that no longer work for me or no longer serve me. It's more about understanding that it's a continuous growth process and it's not I'm going to completely do an overhaul of my entire life and tomorrow everything's going to get better. No, it's small little steps, one thing at a time, one item at a time that you see is not serving you. You cannot do everything all at once. You will drive yourself insane. And most people that try to do everything all at once are the people that don't accomplish the things that they want to accomplish. You can't do everything. You have to do one thing at a time, especially if you're just an average person like me that is trying to make the most of their lives. You are not going to be able to save the world, become a millionaire, write a book, start all in the space of a day or a week. You have to pick one thing. And for me right now, the one thing is I'm holding on to feelings that I have for myself. I'm holding on to old ways and old behaviors, and they're not that old. When I say old, I'm going back about 6 years now. So behaviors that served a purpose for me. I lost a very close person to me during the time when I adopted these behaviors. And for me, I needed to surround myself with people. I needed to overcome the loss, and I needed to grieve, and I needed to heal. And in order for me to do that, I needed to adopt certain behaviors. I needed to learn how to deal with what I was going through. But now I'm in a different space and phase of my life. I'm in a new chapter. I'm taking on new responsibilities. I'm learning new skill sets. I'm just doing so much more with myself. And the tools that I needed to grieve are not the tools that I need right now. The tools that I needed to grieve are no longer something that I need for Tammy 2021. The tools that I needed, that I need right now, are tools for me to launch myself off into the next chapter, the next phase, and grow into a different, I can't say a different person because I'm always going to be the same person, but grow into a different stage and understand that in order for me to receive more, I have to make the space for it. I have to have an understanding. I have to want to be willing to let go of something in order to receive something else. I can't hog everything. I can't hold on to everything. I can't grab and be selfish and just want to be everywhere at the same time. I can't. I have to decide who I am. I have to decide where I'm going. And I have to leave the old parts of me behind. I have to leave materialistic things behind. There's no point me having 10 different cars if I only need two. And if I only need two, then I need to get rid of the ones that I don't need, because I can't believe that I'm going to grow if I'm going to be holding on to things as if they are life. Because life itself is unlimited. Life itself is unconditional. Life is not something that I have control over. And holding on to things that do not give me life is pointless. Holding on to things that aren't giving me value is pointless. What gives me value is investing in me, understanding myself, appreciating my life, being grateful for breath, and doing the most with what I've been given, with the time that I've been given, and being as authentic and true to who I am with what I have, and using the new skill sets and the new tools that I've been learning, because I'm that type of a person. I want to learn how to do different things. I want to learn how to heal and how to grow and how to be more true to who I am. And so I do courses and I change myself because that's what I want. And my wish for you and the purpose of this whole discussion is, if you're in a place and you don't like where you are, look at what's around you. Look at what surrounds you. Look at who you hang out with. Look at who your friends are. Look at where you live. Look at what you do for a living. Look at how you think. Look at the things you say to yourself. Look at how you talk to yourself and how you treat yourself. Do an assessment of your life, of every part of your life, every aspect of your life. And look at what's holding you back and holding you down. And find the things you don't need anymore. Find the things that no longer serve who you are in this new space and get rid of them. One thing at a time. Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, you're going to have to do some work. Yes, you're going to have to put in the time and put in the hours and have those conversations with yourself and write in those journals and, you know, have those tough conversations with people that you need to have the tough conversations with. Yes, it is difficult. Yes, it is easier said than done. Yes, it is easier said than possible. Yes, it is going to be a difficult thing, but at the end of the day, if you take the time to take those small steps and tackle one thing at a time and make one small change at a time, before you know it, you'll look back and all those little changes will have created such a big difference in your life. And all those little things that you let go of will have made the weight of you so much, you made your, I'm even stumbling, I'm so passionate about this, but letting go of everything one bit of a time will have lightened the weight and lightened the burden and given you the freedom to become a new person, to grow into who you see yourself in your brain to be, and just to be who you want and to grow and to go where you want and to grow into who you want to be. I'm repeating myself and I'm passionate about this because I know that it works and I know that I am not where I want to be yet. But looking back, I am so far away from where I used to be. And it's just by letting go of one little thing at a time. It's not by pretending to be something that I'm not. It's not by trying to convince other people that I'm something else. It's by seriously taking the time and looking at myself and being true to who I am and finding ways to make me better and learning how to love myself as I am and the things that I find that I don't like about myself, learning how to change them, learning how to embrace them or learning how to remove them if necessary, because you are not a tree. If you do not like where you are, get up and move. You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and I've spoken to you today about my blog post called Leave It Behind, where I've just given you my take on how I feel about holding on to things that no longer serve you. So, thank you for listening. I actually enjoyed this. I was passionate about today's one and I hope you like it. And if you have anything to say, leave me a voice note. If you want to read the blog post, the podcast will be on there. Write a comment. Let me know how you feel. I'm open to everything and I receive feedback open-heartedly because my value is not determined by outside influences. My value is determined by who I am, who I choose to be, and who I'm becoming. And nobody can change that. Nobody. So, thank you. Love and light. Kudos to everybody that makes an effort to make their changes. And thank you for listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Ciao. Absolutely wish that these podcasts could survive from love and fresh air. But nope, apparently it's money that makes this world go round, not love. I would really love to spend more time on these, but unfortunately bills need to be paid and I have a day job. So if you believe in me and the work that I do here and my writing, please support my podcast or my blog by making a donation or becoming a sponsor in some way, shape, or form. Let's be real though. Not everybody can, and that's okay. Your loyalty and following means the world to me. I absolutely love that you're here. So please continue to support me by just being here too. And listening or reading and commenting and liking and just spreading the love with me. Everyone is important, especially here and to me. Thank you. You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast.